This is Audible.
Harper Audio presents a full cast production of American Gods, the 10th Anniversary Edition by Neil Gaiman. Chapter 8. He said the dead had souls, but when I asked him how that could be, I thought the dead were souls. He broke my trance. Don't that make you suspicious that there's something the dead are keeping back? Yes, there's something the dead are keeping back. Robert Frost, Two Witches. The week before Christmas is often a quiet one in a funeral parlor, Shadow learned over supper. Mr. Ibis explained it to him.
The lingering ones are holding on for one final Christmas, or even for New Year's, while the others, the ones for whom other people's jollity and celebration will prove too painful, have not yet been tipped over the edge by that last showing of It's a Wonderful Life, have not quite encountered the final straw, or should I say, the final sprig of holly that breaks not the camel's, but the reindeer's back.
And he made a little noise as he said it, half smirk, half snort, which suggested that he had just uttered a well-honed phrase of which he was particularly fond. Ibis and Jacko was a small, family-owned funeral home, one of the last truly independent funeral homes in the area, or so Mr. Ibis maintained.
Most fields of human merchandising value nationwide brand identities.
Mr. Ibis spoke in explanations, a gentle, earnest lecturing that put Shadow in mind of a college professor who used to work out at the Muscle Farm and who could not talk, could only discourse, expound, explain. Shadow had figured out within the first few minutes of meeting Mr. Ibis that his expected part in any conversation with the funeral director was to say as little as possible. They were sitting in a small restaurant, two blocks from Ibis and Jackal's funeral home. Shadow's supper consisted of an all-day full breakfast. It came with hush puppies, while Mr. Ibis picked and pecked at a slice of coffee cake.
This, I believe, is because people like to know what they are getting ahead of time. Thus, McDonald's, Walmart, F.W. Woolworth of blessed memory, store brands maintained and visible across the entire country. Wherever you go, you will get something that is, with small regional variations, the same. In the field of funeral homes, however, things are, perforce, different. You need to feel that you're getting small-town personal service from someone who has a calling to the profession. You want personal attention to you and your loved one in a time of great loss. You wish to know that your grief is happening on a local level, not on a national one. But in all branches of industry, and death is an industry, my young friend, make no mistake about that. One makes one's money from operating in bulk, from buying in quantity, from centralizing one's operations. It's not pretty, but it's true. Trouble is, no one wants to know that their loved ones are traveling in a cooler van to some big old converted warehouse where they may have 20, 50, 100 cadavers on the go. No, sir. Folks want to think they're going to a family concern. Somewhere they'll be treated with respect by someone who'll tip his hat to them if he sees them in the street.
Mr. Ibis wore a hat. It was a sober brown hat that matched his sober brown blazer and his sober brown face. Small gold-rimmed glasses perched on his nose. In Shadow's memory, Mr. Ibis was a short man. Whenever he would stand beside him, Shadow would rediscover that Mr. Ibis was well over 6 feet in height, with a crane-like stoop.
So when the big companies come in, they buy the name of the company. They pay the funeral directors to stay on. They create the apparency of diversity. But that is merely the tip of the gravestone. In reality, they are as local as Burger King. Now, for our own reasons, we are truly an independent. We do all our own embalming, and it's the finest embalming in the country, although nobody knows it but us. We don't do cremations, though. We could make more money if we had our own crematorium, but it goes against what we're good at. What my business partner says is, if the Lord gives you a talent or a skill, you have an obligation to use it as best you can. Don't you agree?
Sounds good to me.
The Lord gave my business partner dominion over the dead, just as he gave me skill with words. Fine things, words. I write books of tales, you know. Nothing literary, just for my own amusement. Accounts of lives.
He paused. By the time Shadow realized that he should have asked if he might be allowed to read one, the moment had passed.
Anyway, what we give them here is continuity. There's been an Ibis and Jackal in business here for almost 200 years. We weren't always funeral directors, though. We used to be morticians, and before that, undertakers.
And before that?
Well, we go back a very long way. Of course, it wasn't until after the war between the states that we found our niche here. That was when we became the funeral parlor for the colored folks hereabouts. Before that, no one thought of us as colored. Foreign, maybe, exotic and dark, but not colored. Once the war was done, pretty soon no one could remember a time when we weren't perceived as black. My business partner, he's always had darker skin than mine. It was an easy transition. Mostly, you are what they think you are. It's just strange when they talk about African Americans. Makes me think of the people from Punt, Ophir, Nubia. We never thought of ourselves as Africans. We were the people of the Nile.
So you were Egyptians?
Mr. Ibis pushed his lower lip upward, then let his head bob from side to side, as if it were on a spring, weighing the pluses and minuses, seeing things from both points of view.
Well, yes and no. Egyptians makes me think of the folk who live there now. The ones who built their cities over our graveyards and palaces. Do they look like me?
Shadow shrugged. He'd seen black guys who looked like Mr. Ibis. He'd seen white guys with tans who looked like Mr. Ibis.
How was your coffee cake?
Asked the waitress, refilling their coffees.
Best I ever had. You give my best to your ma.
I'll do that,
she said, and bustled away.
You don't want to ask after the health of anyone if you're a funeral director. They think maybe you're scouting for business. Shall we see if your room is ready?
Their breath steamed in the night air. Christmas lights twinkled in the windows of the stores they passed.
It's good of you putting me up. I appreciate it.
We owe your employer a number of favors. And Lord knows we have the room. It's a big old house. There used to be more of us, you know. Now it's just the three of us. You won't be in the way.
Any idea how long I meant to stay with you?
He didn't say. But we're happy to have you here and we can find you work. If you're not squeamish. If you treat the dead with respect.
So, what are you people doing here in Cairo? Was it just a name or something?
No, not at all. Actually, this region takes its name from us, although people barely know it. It was a trading post back in the old days.
Frontier times?
You might call it that,
said Mr. Ibis.
Evening, Ms. Simmons, and a Merry Christmas to you too. The folk who brought me here came up the Mississippi a long time back.
Shadow stopped in the street and stared.
Are you trying to tell me that ancient Egyptians came here to trade 5,000 years ago?
Mr. Ibis said nothing, but he smirked loudly. Then he said,
3,530 years ago, give or take.
Okay, I'll buy it, I guess. What were they trading?
Not much. Animal skins, some food, copper from the mines in the Upper Peninsula. The whole thing was rather a disappointment, not worth the effort. They stayed here long enough to believe in us, to sacrifice to us, and for a handful of the traders to die of fever and be buried here, leaving us behind them.
He stopped dead in the middle of the sidewalk, turned around slowly, arms extended.
This country has been Grand Central Station for 10,000 years or more. You say to me, what about Columbus?
Sure. What about him?
Columbus did what people had been doing for thousands of years. There's nothing special about coming to America. I've been writing stories about it from time to time.
They began to walk again.
True stories?
Up to a point, yes.